The Washington, D.C.-based National Council for Teacher Quality examined schools in School Board Districts 1 and 2. Those districts include neighborhoods near Liberty City and Miami Gardens.
The group found schools in those districts had the highest teacher turnover in the county. That meant teachers were also more likely to be new to the classroom. At a town hall meeting at the Urban League of Miami, NCTQ researcher Nancy Wamack says districts across the country struggle to place top teachers in high-poverty schools.
This is not a secret, but when we see data like this, we know that it's time to redouble our efforts.
Wamack says the school district needs to focus on recruiting strong teams to move to these schools and praising teachers so they'll stay. Pablo Ortiz in the district's Education Transformation Office says the district has been working on the issue.
We do agree. There is unequal access and unequal results. But what should be asked is, what is it that Miami-Dade is doing that these other districts should replicate?
Ortiz says Miami-Dade's black students have a higher high school graduation rate than other large districts, such as Chicago and New York. And high schools in the districts have improved their school grades the past few years. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.